All right, lawyer talk off the record on here. You know, we do a lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff here. I have fun with it. But the idea here, the real idea is to sort of take on some of these legal conceptual things or issues mm-hmm. and try to give some background and insight in a way that most people can understand. So, look, I always say, look, I speak legal geek, but I also speak normal, and I translate. That's all we do. It's like we learn a different language in law school and learn how to speak it, and then we got to translate it. And some are better than others, but that's what we like to do here. And a case came up out of Florida, a student in a text string.
So there's a Florida student in a GroupMe chat with about 200 other students in Florida. And the student makes this comment, Netanyahu, if you can hear me, drop some bomb bombs for us capstone students in Ocean Bank Convention Center. And then send some Spider-Man meme with it and everything.
What was the context of dropping the bomb bombs or whatever it is?
They are finishing up their undergrad, and they're going to give their capstone presentations and probably stressed out. Everybody's going crazy about it. And so she makes that joke that, man, I wish we just bomb the convention center.
Right. So I didn't have to do this.
Yeah.
Right. So it's clear. I mean, on the one hand, you could say this is clearly a joke.
Yeah.
On the other hand, the government is saying something totally different.
You're threatening to bomb a school.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound great.
Right. So you're going to look at it from this mountain or this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's metaphorically, I guess it sort of all depends. And, you know, people are going to have lots of opinions on it. Oh, come on. She was only joking. Now, I've represented people charged with similar stuff that said they were only joking, but it was taken quite seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes a lot of this depends on the political winds of the times. But if we're in a rash of school shootings or school bombings or school attacks, then guess what's going to happen? The hue and cry of the public is going to say, we need to ratchet up all enforcement on this and make it clear that you can't do this. My gut tells me that nobody actually in that chat thought she meant to have Netanyahu actually drop bombs on the auditorium.
I mean, there's 200 students in there. I would imagine 90% of them would agree with that, but there's obviously somebody in here that took it pretty seriously because they reported it.
Yeah, they reported it. So so-and-so is threatening to bomb the school. Yeah. And you're like, come on.
Could be somebody that doesn't like the student also.
Well, look, there's all sorts of motivations. And now I guess the question is not whether we agree or disagree with this person being charged, because who cares what we think?
Yeah.
Question is, what's the legal standard by which this stuff should be judged? And there is that big, I call it the big red one. That's patent. It's different. But anyway, the big First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Is right there. And is the real issue here is this protected speech under the First Amendment or is it not?
Mm-hmm.
There's a long history of case law on this, going way back to Schenck versus the United States, 1919, established that speech creating, quote, a clear and present danger of bringing about substantive evils, also in quotes, that Congress has the right to prevent, is not protected. Justice Holmes famously noted that the First Amendment would not protect a person from falsely crying, shouting fire in a crowded theater. Everybody has heard that once mm-hmm. or twice. Fast forward to 1969, Ohio makes it big again in Brandenburg versus Ohio. This is the modern standard ruling that speech advocating for illegal conduct is protected unless it is intended to and likely to incite imminent lawless action. This narrowed down that clear and present danger test to most political speech, even hateful speech, unless it incites immediate violence. There's another one in between, Chaplinsky versus New Hampshire in 42, talks about fighting words, which is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, was this likely to incite some sort of riot or not? And, you know, if I'm representing this gal, the first thing I'd be doing is filing motions to suppress, arguing.
Like how, that they shouldn't even have access to this GroupMe chain?
No, well, I like that too, but
somebody handed it over.
Somebody gave it over, so it's probably not a government search.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd be arguing that as applied to this situation, this law in Florida violates the First Amendment.
Wouldn't that be motion to dismiss?
A motion to dismiss, oh, okay. Yeah. So we'd be filing a motion to dismiss saying, look, this prosecuting this person violates the First Amendment. And there'll be hearings on it. There'll be legal wranglings about it. I would suggest that there's a way that this could be resolved.
Yeah.
Maybe like a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Find something.
Yeah. I mean, sure, we spent time in jail.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, you know, disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct. You know, there's other things, there's other misdemeanors that in Ohio would fit, but I don't know the Florida ones, but there's probably some lesser charge. So the fact that that somebody has chosen this new offense, it may be, you know, it's the offense of the day down there, whatever's going on, but that's what the government has chosen to prosecute. And maybe, I hate this, but it does happen sometimes that the government wants to test these types of things on situations, and they use
Miss Guinea Pig
to do it, which sucks because she's got to defend herself. And in theory, if convicted, she faces up to 15 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that somehow this gets resolved. Now, look, I am making some assumptions here that she didn't really want Netanyahu to drop bombs on this auditorium.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak for the younger crowd here. We just talked about this before the air. I mean, this is like one of the most popular memes.
It's like a joke. Like Netanyahu is controlling everything anyway. So let's just, I get it. People have even sent me stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like some little, anyway, it doesn't matter. But whether that's true or not, maybe I just like people too much. But I am hard-pressed to think that what this gal intended to do was somehow incite a riot. Or whether she intended or not, I don't think it did incite a riot or immediate action. So I'll be curious. I'd be really curious to see how this plays out once her lawyers get involved and file the motions to dismiss, based on an as-applied constitutional challenge under the First Amendment. And you know, if it is going to be a test case, she may have her name on a U.S. Supreme Court case sometime. I don't know, or certainly a Florida Supreme Court case at some point. But to let us know what you think. Whether this jokingly behavior should be protected speech or isn't protected speech. I guess we should talk about another thing. While we're talking about speech, the Supreme Court has continually reiterated there is no such thing as hate speech. Hate speech is protected speech.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, calling somebody names based on their religion or ethnic origin or whatever is not, you can't criminalize that.
Yeah.
One way or another, as it should be. And there's a long line of cases on that going way back in history. So we can cover that maybe on another topic. But anyway, if you've got a question you want us to cover it, like this one, if you want us to stick with this case and give you updates, we'll do that too. Just let us know. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.